Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The federal lawsuit claims that PGW discriminated against the plaintiff, Joseph Dean. While he worked as a helper, plaintiff who is white alleges he heard white coworkers using racial slurs when referring to black coworkers or black people in general.
He saw something that was unacceptable and he said something about it. Unfortunately, he was punished.
Attorney Ike Green represents plaintiff and says his client first reported the slurs to a white union rep in July of 2018, but nothing happened. 2 weeks later, he told a black supervisor who brought in human resources and the offending employee was fired.
That particular individual apparently was related to someone in management.
Green says that manager and others retaliated against Dean, who was ostracized and allegedly called a rat. When he reported that abuse, he was fired. And that was just the beginning.
He was subjected to being cyberstalked. There were PGW vehicles parked in front of his car.
The suit seeks damages for stress and back pay. A spokesperson for PGW declined to comment, saying the company has yet to be served with a complaint. Cherry Gregg, KW News Radio.